It's Will Catchell here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 win away to Kevin Druids in the JD Wales Premier League. Andy, 3 points away from home with 10 men for all the second half. We're up to second in the league. Is that the biggest Christmas present you've got this year?
Yeah, it was fantastic. 55 minutes with 10 men and a team have failed to break us down. You know, if there's any team in this league who get their noses in front and, you know, they're going to be resolute and dogged like we were, you know, it's going to be Connors Quay, because that, you know, when we get our noses in front, we're a very, very hard team to break down. I thought everybody stuck to the game plan second half. You know, we didn't, you know, I'm not going to say we had to ride out our luck, because we didn't. You know, we stuck to what we had to do. John's going to pull off a couple of saves. He has to pull off a couple of saves, you know, in a game like that, but they were saves I'd expect John to make, and everybody done exactly what we wanted of them. Ryan's got the goal in the first half and then let himself down badly. He'll pay the price for that. You know, it's just disappointing. It's just a complete lack of discipline and unprofessional, because it leaves us in a difficult situation in a key period in the season. And it's, you know, it's just totally unprofessional and unacceptable. You know, so I'm sure he'll be disappointed because he's let us all down. But, you know, it hasn't cost him today. But going forward, you know, it could be a 3 or 4 game ban. You know, we're going to lose him for a while. So delighted with everyone. You know, our distances, our squeezing, our pressing was just fantastic in the second half, and it ended up with them just throwing aimless balls into the box, which, you know, we dealt with, because they've got a decent team there. They've got good players, they've got experience, they've got good quality, and they managed to bring 3 players on who could change the game in the second half, you know, so they've got lots of good options. So really pleased to get the win here, which sets us up brilliant for Friday, where, you know, hopefully we can keep 11 players on the pitch and give the correct account of ourselves.
Did John Danby show today why he's one of the best keepers in the league?
No. John's done all season. You know, he's reliable. He makes the right decisions. He caught balls when he had to. And, you know, listen, the saves are saves that I'd expect a keeper to make. You know, they're not world-class saves that just were incredible. But they're saves that John does, because, you know, when it comes to being professional and it comes to doing the correct things, John Danby does them 99 times out of 100. And again, he was excellent today, along with my back four, the midfield four who worked so tirelessly, Mike Wilde, who gave us everything up front, and then, you know, Michael Bakari still managed to cause them a threat, you know, on the break. But, you know, we had 2 or 3 really good chances in the first half. In the first minute, we should be 1-0 up, you know, and then we could have maybe been 2 or 3 up before the sending off. But going in at half time 1-0, you know, listen, I wouldn't swap that group of lads with anyone when you're 1-0 up and a team are throwing the kitchen sink at you. I wouldn't swap them with anyone, because they'll never let me down.
As you say, they threw the kitchen sink at us. Will they do it again this Friday night when we play them at home?
Yeah, you know, these are scrapping like mad now to try and get into that top six. So, you know, they're going to be very dangerous. But, you know, they've had no pressure really on them all season. You know, when they'll say that they've overachieved, but they haven't, because they've got an excellent group there. And they'll be expected to get into the top six. So there's a little bit of pressure on them now to go and get a result against us, which is different to where they were before this game. So, you know, we'll see. It'll be a great game at our place, you know. And like I say, if it's anything like tonight, you know, it'll be thoroughly entertaining, and we're looking forward to it, because, you know, we've been very strong at home over the last couple of games, and we're scoring goals and we're creating chances, so it's very promising.